What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Kev, on stage with the lovely and luxurious...
Miss Kev on stage? I wasn't supposed to say that.
She doesn't like when I... You don't like when I say that. I was going to say it. I just
You were looking at me like you wanted me to say it.
Just looking at you. Okay. I'm admiring your beauty. You look good. Hair good. Hair did. Nails not done. Everything else did. Welcome to the Love Hour Love Cast with the Stages, also known as the Fredericks. Kevin and Melissa, thank you for tuning in. It is our pleasure for you to join us here on our podcast that can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud.
YouTube.
I don't know if I'm going to keep putting it on YouTube. Okay. I don't know.
You don't think you should?
I don't know. Not getting the views I would like.
I think you should keep it on there.
It hurts my feelings to see low views.
It's long. It's not really YouTube.
It's not a video.
Yeah.
But somebody's watching it.
Yeah.
Somebody's watching it. So as long as there's one view, well, one to five are me checking in. So I'll keep putting it on YouTube for the time being. But I don't know. I just don't know.
That's fine.
Today we are talking about snooping.
You should have like...
I'm not taking the time to add anything.
What music is
that? No way, that's Tone. We need like the Pink Panther music.
Yeah. What is that? I feel like that was Pink Panther music. Was I too early?
You were. Let's take it from the top.
I don't know.
Five, six.
I need you to signify me.
Do 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 do. Here it comes. Do 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 do. That was good. Up top.
I played that in band.
When you played the sax, first chair up top. Our kids are not in band.
They're not old enough for band. I didn't start band until I was like in sixth grade.
You can play piano at this age.
You have to pay for it.
Don't you have to pay for band?
No.
All is free in school.
Yeah.
Black parents can't pay for lessons.
Shut up.
All right, let's kick it off. Snooping.
So we're going to talk about snooping. First question. What is your definition of snooping since we have fundamental differences?
I'll let you go first.
Okay.
Because you have the wrong definition of snooping.
Hello?
So I'll let you give the wrong one and then I'll come behind you and clean it up.
I believe that there are varying levels of snooping.
Okay.
As in first degree murder, manslaughter, like I need you to
first degree, second degree, then there might even be third degree. No,
there's like aggravated assault.
No, we're talking about murder. Let's keep it with the murder.
First degree murder, second degree murder, third degree murder, all of that.
Wait, I don't know what third degree murder is.
Second degree, I don't need
first degree, second degree, manslaughter.
The point is this. No, manslaughter is first.
No. First is
manslaughter is the least of these.
We're going from the highest to the lowest.
Then you go second degree.
No, first degree.
I mean first degree.
First degree, premeditated. The worst thing to be.
Yeah, okay.
Second degree, not
you're
premeditated.
Right. Okay, that's the point.
Manslaughter, accidental.
I agree.
Okay, now let's go with
snooping.
I was going
the opposite direction.
All right.
Snooping.
Yes.
I believe that there are varying levels.
Okay.
I believe that there is snooping.
Right.
In which you are looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go looking through your partner's phone, email, whatever the case may be. Then I think there is browsing, which is not snooping.
It is
when your phone is just open or your email is open and you're simply browsing. It's just like when you're on the internet. Sometimes you go on the internet intentionally looking for something, i.e. snooping. And then sometimes you're on the internet and you are just, you know, aimlessly clicking, browsing.
Right. Now, here's my differentiating point. Let's go back to the internet.
Right. But their intent.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think intent, that matters. That's where we disagree.
Intent is what decides if you're snooping or browsing.
If you are going on the internet intentionally because I'm going to look up the definition of snooping to prove that Kev is right. Or if you're supposed to be doing something else and you're on just Googling images of Nicki Minaj before she started wearing wigs. My point is, If somebody came in the room at either time and asked you, what are you doing? You'd say, I'm on the internet.
Right.
So, whether you are snooping because somebody's, like, phone is left open, or if you're snooping because you think your spouse slash partner is cheating on you, you are still snooping.
Yeah, but this is what, sorry, this is why I tell you, I gotta tell the story. Okay. But this is why I tell you it's different. Because browsing, if you came in and I was browsing on your phone, I wouldn't necessarily be like, and try to hide it. But if I was snooping, that it entails like some, you know, sneakiness, I wouldn't be like as open about it.
No, no, no. You just openly snoop.
No.
If you just because.
I'm browsing.
No, you are snooping. If you don't think, okay, I think the difference is you don't think that, like if you're looking through my phone, you're not necessarily sure you're going to find something. So you don't have, you don't feel the need to hide it.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you're not snooping.
It just means I'm browsing.
No, it means it you're mean snooping.
It means I'm browsing.
Okay, now let me ask you this. If you go through my phone and find something, then were you still browsing or were you snooping?
I was browsing and then I found something.
So you weren't snooping.
No.
So you're only snooping when you say
snooping and browsing.
Are you saying snooping and seizing our? What do you mean? Either way, you're going to look for something.
No. No.
Yes.
I'm just browsing. I'm not looking for anything. I just happened to come upon something because you was doing something you had no business doing.
No.
That don't mean I was looking for it. If okay. I was looking for it, then I'd be snooping because I'd be searching. I'd be hunting. I'd be pecking. I'd be looking.
Here's my point. You have your own phone. If you're just looking for something, you're just going on Pinterest or whatever, use your phone. The moment you pick up my phone,
just happens to be up.
That's different. That's not what you said.
No, that is what I'm saying.
Okay, no, 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 no. You're saying if you just go into my phone, you just happen to look at it. That's browsing. If you're watching Netflix on my computer and an email pops up that says, hey, good looking, you want to cheat on your wife with me? That's not even browsing. That's like accident. That'd be like manslaughter. But if you're going
that's
to my
snooping.
No, that's not snooping.
No, if I'm on your computer and Netflix, and then this email pops up and it says something inappropriate, and I want to go look at it, I'm looking to see. What's she talking about? Let me go see.
I don't think that's snooping, and here's why: because I don't think you went to my computer for the sole purpose of looking for something.
That's browsing.
No. That's accidental. Because you are just on my computer.
That's browsing.
No.
Yes, it is.
No,
if I'm browsing and I happen to find something, that's accidental.
No, this is the difference. Okay? Here's the difference. Let's use the murder analogy again. If I'm driving my car and you are walking on the street and I turn over and hit you, that would be like browsing. Right? Or, okay, say I'm going to kill you on purpose. I hate you, not you. Somebody.
Just forget the murder.
No. It's going to make sense. I'm going to kill you on purpose. Mm-hmm. This is me driving. I go down. There she is. Killer. Boom. That's snooping. Right? If I'm drinking and I'm driving and I hit you on accident and you died, that's browsing. Right?
No.
Yes. Because I wasn't going with the intention of killing you. But I just ended up killing you. Now, if I'm fully alert, driving, but it's raining, something like that, you're running across the street in dark clothes, and I hit you by full mistake, I'm completely aware and alert and, you know, sober and coherent.
I would say that's browsing.
No, that's accidental.
How are you going to tell me my own definition?
Because this is that's accidental information.
That's browsing.
No, that's not, because you're just going without the intention of doing anything, and the information is presented to
you. That's the same thing, Kevin. Like I just said, if I'm on the internet and I'm just like aimlessly killing time and I happen to come up on something, I'm just browsing.
What do you mean on the internet? We're talking
like,
about...
No, I'm talking about like literally. I'm on the World Wide Web.
And something pops up into the email.
And I'm just browsing. Like literally, I'm on your computer.
No, you said if I'm just going through your phone looking for something.
No,
that's
I don't...
Browsing.
No. So let me make myself clear.
Yeah.
I don't mean that I'm like... I pick up your phone and I'm just going through your emails. I don't mean that. I mean like, oh, what, you know, his email's up. And I just kind of, that's browsing. Sorry.
Don't touch the computer, because if you cut that off, then we'll be messed up.
My point is, I think intent makes the difference.
But you wouldn't, okay, so why would you be going through my email if you're not snooping?
Because I'm browsing.
No, you're snooping. This is where we disagree. There's nothing in my... If you were just using my phone, you're playing Candy Crush, whatever, and somebody texts me and it's inappropriate and that push notification comes...
Yeah, but it doesn't even have to be inappropriate. I could be on your phone doing whatever.
Or appropriate.
Yeah, that's browsing.
I don't think that's browsing. Because I think you... The moment you go like, I wonder what he's talking about. Or I wonder what she's talking about. I wonder what they talking about. That's snooping territory.
That's browsing territory.
No. So you just want to justify. You just want to justify your snooping.
If I felt like inside, like, I think something's inappropriate going on, and I go looking for something, then that's snooping. But if I'm just like on your phone and then I'm like, I'm about to read his text messages, I just feel like, I'm about to read your text messages.
That's snooping, though.
That's browsing.
No, no. You just want to go in the thesaurus. You think snooping is a bad word.
So I don't think snooping is a bad word.
Then why do you keep trying to change it to browsing?
I'm just trying to differentiate between the two. I just think that there's differences between the two.
There's not. Tell your story so we can further
explain. Should I say her name?
Leave her name out of it. I don't think she listens to the podcast, but in case she does.
Okay, so we went, when we first moved here, we got hooked up with the first real famous person that we ever met, and we went to her house. And this was snooping, though. So we were at her house, and it was me, Kev, Jay, Tammy, you know, Kev's brother, Tammy, his wife, and all the kids. She has this huge, ginormous house. Everybody decides to go upstairs and, like, go snoop and see what was all upstairs.
No. Not everybody. You.
No, I didn't. No, you guys were already up there. I didn't go, and then I went up and got caught.
When we went up, it was a guided tour by the host.
No, but some of y'all veered off the tour and went snooping.
But you went when everybody else was doing something. So make that clear.
Let me finish my story. So y'all went up, guided tour, whatever you want to say. But some of y'all went off the lit trail onto uncharted territories. Trespassers do not pass. please do not trespass. And then they come downstairs. I didn't go. I don't know why I didn't. I don't know what's in the bathroom. I don't know why I didn't go. Regardless, you guys come downstairs talking about, ooh, it's nice up there. Ooh, I saw this, that, and the other. And I'm like, well, I want to see it. So I go upstairs by myself, wander into the woman's child's room. And what did he say to me? Hello? Can I help you? And I was like, oh. I went up upstairs so fast.
You said you were, didn't you say you're looking for the bathroom or something?
No, I left. Like, immediately, he was like, can I help you? And I was like.
Because you were snooping.
Because I was snooping.
You were not browsing.
I was not browsing.
You were doing something you shouldn't have been done. That's why when you felt caught, you were like, oh.
Exactly.
See, and that's what I'm saying. No. If you were, no, listen. Say you were just in the same house. I want to make this make sense.
I'm going to tell you why, though.
Hold on. Let me make this point. You're downstairs. You are going for the bathroom, and you turn the wrong room, and he says, oh, can I help you? You'd be like, oh, I thought this was the bathroom.
Browsing.
Right? That, I would say that's accidental.
Yes. And that's my point with, and that entails intent.
You're confusing.
I'm not confusing.
You are, because whether, your intent when you went looking through that person's house you had no business with, is I'm about to go see what's
exactly
there.
That's
snooping. The same thing people do with the phone.
That's because, snooping,
right? If you didn't have nothing, because that's
why I say browsing is not with the intent. If you came in here and I'm browsing through your phone, I don't have to be like, oh, hi Kevin, I didn't do nothing, because I don't care, because I'm just browsing. If I'm snooping.
Browsing the web or browsing through my personal information?
Doesn't matter what I'm doing. I'm browsing. I could be looking at Gmail. I could be looking at text message. I could be looking on the World Wide Web. I could be looking at.
We fundamentally disagree.
And that's fine.
Because I still think that is snooping. Okay? Now that we have no idea whether it's snooping or browsing, question is it bad? Is it wrong? Snooping and or browsing.
Do I think snooping and or browsing is bad? No.
Yes. You don't think it's bad?
No.
Why?
Because I feel like my Dr. Phil moment, those who have nothing to hide, hide nothing.
What about privacy?
Those who have nothing to hide, hide nothing. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
I don't know, because I look through your phone all the time.
See? Are you snooping or are you browsing?
I'm definitely snooping. I'm insecure.
So
I just want to make sure.
What's the next question? Does it signify lack of trust, snooping or browsing through somebody's phone? Does it register with insecurity in the partner by doing it?
I don't know, because I think for me at least, I snoop, because I don't know what you do. Snooping on the down low. No. Oh yeah, that would be right. I don't think I snoop for lack of trust from you. I think I snoop because I don't trust the world. Somebody could be coming for you and you might just be like having a weak moment. And I just be insecure.
I think it's, well.
No, I don't think you haven't given me a reason not to trust you. So it's not that. But it is like, I don't trust people. Here's my thing, right? And it's funny because we went to a work event with your coworker. So it's good to put a name with face. But you're a good looking woman. Right? So, ratchet smile would be. If I worked with you, I'd be like, Like, I might take my shot even if you were married. If I wasn't like a...
Even if you're married?
Yeah. If I was like a bad person. You know, a lot of people don't care.
Wait, if you were married?
No. Married? If you were married.
Oh.
And I worked with you. Oh. And you were good looking. I might not... I'm not just, like... I wouldn't like...
Just no respect.
No, no. Not like that. Not just like I'm no taking... Not like take a shot like I'm about to break up a happy home, but I might throw a flirt barb out, see how it's received. Right? So, I know you text with your coworkers or email with your coworkers, you know, about stuff that's unrelated to work. So, I checked just to make sure everything's on the up and up.
Was it on the up and up?
It's always on the up and up. It's always on the up and up. You know, but I think you can snoop for lack of trust, though.
I agree.
But I personally don't think I do.
So you're saying it's not always, it does not always signify a lack of trust if you're snooping.
No, I think it can.
I agree with that.
I don't think it always does. And it probably is unhealthy for me, even. Like, I probably don't need to check. Sometimes I just, and here's another thing about me. I'm also just nosy by nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know what you'd be talking about. Like, just like, what should be talking about? You know what I mean?
Nothing.
But I'm just nosy, so I just want to know, like, not like, because I read text messages with your sisters.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Always. What y'all talking about? What's going on? What's new? Y'all ain't texting me. What y'all ain't texting me for?
Because we got a sister separate. A sister,
and I want to know
sister chat that you're not involved.
Because you do vent about me.
No, I don't.
At times, you have.
You're not via text.
You have. You have,
because we did the whole snooping and pooping thing, and so I don't know.
Yeah, scrolling poop. Which Melissa says she don't do it. She does, for sure. Every time she's been in the bathroom with her phone, I've been like, so you don't take your phone in the bathroom, do you? She'll be like, I do. Yes, you do. Which is what I tried to tell you a couple episodes ago.
I didn't know I did that.
I know you. I look at you. The door open. Stinking up the bathroom. Oh, it's okay. We all do it.
Shut up.
So, I think that's just like another layer of Kevin is like just sheer nosiness, you know. But at the same time, here's an interesting thing. Now, there's two sides of this. Now, I think sometimes you and I are at a disadvantage to talk about these with a lot of expertise, because we didn't have a lot of serious relationships that ended before we got married. So if I were like, say we met each other at 28 instead of 16.
Right.
And got married at 29. We've been married, you know, 3 years by now. But I had two or three previous relationships. Say one of those girls cheated on me.
I got it.
Then I'm probably looking through your phone like, this is too good to be true. Because still, sometimes I feel like this is too good to be true.
You got the previous cat syndrome.
Previous cat syndrome. And I think that's partly probably why a lot of people snoop. Mm-hmm. Because they've been cheated on. Or they've cheated. You know, here's the flip side. A lot of people have done dirt, yeah. So they can't even fathom that somebody's
not doing
dirt. You know what I mean? So I think a lot of it probably stems from that. But the thing is, you can be like, you can get down a rabbit hole and, you know, and even when you don't find something, you just think they hit it well, not that they're not doing anything.
I think if you trust someone, though, and you're doing that, that's why I think It's just browsing, because I really don't go through your phone with the expectation even of finding things. I don't go through your phone that much, actually, at all. But I really don't have the expectation of finding something.
Okay, so talk about the time you found something. Remember a couple episodes we talked about that?
Yeah, that was snooping.
Why did you go, though?
Because of everything that was going on with the situation. I wanted to make sure the conversation we had was being honored.
Hmm. So you admit you were snooping?
Yes. You think it's a bad word, and you don't know. I just think that there is a different... I just think that there's two different, like, levels to it. Like, first-degree snooping, second-degree snooping.
Let me ask you this. After the situation was handled or rectified, did you find yourself still snooping or browsing?
I just said, I don't really... You probably go through my phone more than I go through yours.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's definitely for sure. Why is that, you think, for you? I know why I go through your phone.
I don't know. Because I'm not as nosy. I don't have a level of, like, nosiness that you do. Because you are, like, you're just nosy.
I'm just nosy. A lot of times I don't think you are, like I said, I don't think you're having anything. Like, I'm not like, what's John Michael Jones talking about? An airplane part. I just made a name up. An airplane part. So here's my other thing. We talked about what happens when you find something. So what if you are snooping through my phone right now, this week?
And I find something?
And you find something.
I'll probably tell my sisters and then get their advice on how to confront you.
So what if I go through your phone, snoop, see that you found it, see that you're asking advice, and then beat you to a punch?
Well, we'll be on Dr. Phil.
That's interesting that the first thing you would do is ask for advice. You wouldn't, like, confront me.
I don't know. It depends on what it is. I probably would confront you automatically, probably, really. But after I did that, I'd probably call my sisters.
And be like, look what I found when I was browsing, not snooping. I was just playing Candy Crush.
That wouldn't be the conversation.
So what do we tell a person who's snooping that's like, because we've had a couple friends who've been like, I've been a snooper and I had to like stop because I was driving myself crazy.
If you are, okay, this is what I'm going to go back to my browsing or snooping. If you are an avid snooper and you're looking for something and every time you don't find something, you tell yourself it's because he hid it well, I'm going to just look for it another time. And you're like really snooping with the expectation of finding something. I think that you have a trust issue that needs to be dealt with.
Right.
And that's what the root of the problem is.
Trust.
Trust. Or it could be insecurity if you have really a good person and they're really not doing anything.
You could have both as well.
And you could have both.
That's probably the most dangerous.
So I think that that's what you have to, that's what needs to be dealt with. And that's, I think, honestly, why I'm like dead set on making this distinction. Because I really don't go through your phone with the expectation of finding something. So when I don't find anything, I just move on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, it's been 2 weeks, I haven't checked his phone, let me go check it. It's not like that. It's literally like, oh, it's phone. Who knows? I don't know. Can't think of like a specific circumstance. But the point is, I just might look through your phone. It may be for that long and I move on. It may be for a few minutes and I move on. Like, it just depends. And I'm not, and I'm able to move on. But if I'm snooping and I do have like, you know, an insecurity within myself or a lack of trust in you, then I think that, you know, that's a bigger issue that needs to be dealt with beyond snooping. It's not snooping, it's just a symptom of the bigger issue, which is either insecurity or trust.
Or nosiness. I mean, nosiness is probably not like a dangerous issue. Let me ask you this. It's kind of my last question. What if I told you I'm changing my password and I'm not giving it to you?
Those who hide nothing have nothing to hide.
So would you automatically think I'm hiding something?
Yes.
Really?
Because for how long have we been married? 10 years. I've had access and now all of a sudden you don't want me to have access. Why would that, like, what would be the purpose of that?
True. Yeah, that makes sense. So what if I just said, hey, I don't want you going through my phone no more? Would you still feel the same?
We would just have to have a conversation about why. And I think that's important for couples to have. If you have like a legitimate reason as to why, I think that that's a conversation we should have. And then you should like mutually agree. But I do believe those who have nothing to hide, hide nothing. Like I really, Dr. Phil said it, but I really do believe that to be true that, you know, people were saying stuff before about the whole privacy thing when we did one episode. But I just really feel like I'm sharing my body with you. I'm sharing a house with you. I'm sharing my money with you.
You ain't sharing the covers. That's what you ain't sharing. Or the pillows. Bye.
But I can't go through your phone. Like, you want to be private about your phone, but I've seen you naked. But I can't go through your phone. Like, I'm just so confused as to how this logic is, like, connecting. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for real, though. You want to have, like, I don't know. It's just confusing to me. I would have to have a really, and I do think that both parties need to, like, decide and agree. Yeah, okay, that's what it is.
I don't know. I just feel like I don't feel like everyone is as open as we are. So I wonder how they can deal with that. You know what I mean?
Well, I think a lot of people, you don't think a lot of people have access to their folks' phone? An email?
I've known enough couples that don't.
I can only think of one.
I know more people, like barbers, not like close friends of ours.
Are they hiding stuff?
Most of the time they have been.
That's what I'm saying. Can you think of a couple that they don't have access and you don't believe there's something to hide?
No.
That's my point.
No, you're right. You're right. Don't you love hearing that?
Kanye shrugged. In his interview on The Breakfast Club, totally off subject, he said that he tried out for a basketball team and he was making all his jumpers, whatever, and then he didn't make the team and his coach, Kanye, shrugged him. And I thought it was so funny. He's like, yeah, you made all the points, but...
You know, while we're on the subject of this, we were talking about this today. So Kanye basically degraded mm-hmm. Amber Rose. Mm-hmm. What?
I don't know. I think for Kanye, he did pretty good. And very quickly after he said the whole 30 showers thing, he was like, listen, I don't want to be disrespectful. Can we move on? And they did.
But so, he had already done the damage.
Yeah, for Kanye, I just kind of feel like he did good.
Considering who he is.
Yeah.
My question is this. If I'm Kanye and you're my Kim, do you want me to trash whatever Amber Rose I've had in my life?
If you're Kanye, as outspoken as he is,
right.
You say it and realize, ooh, I probably shouldn't have said that. I want to remain respectful. Can we move on? Like, I think he handled it the best way he could, given that he had already, like, put his foot in his mouth.
Right. But do you want, what if I don't do anything? Like, so say if he was just like, you know, it was a good thing. It ended. We loved each other. We don't anymore. But now I'm with Kim.
I probably would just not want you to address the conversation. Address it.
Well, they asked him.
He could have not addressed that question.
Kanye ain't going to no comment. My question is, Melissa, do you need me to like.
No, that was my answer.
What?
I'm going to need you not to comment.
Oh, so you don't necessarily want me to...
No, I wouldn't want you, like, on... If you're, like, as a public figure that Kanye is that what you're saying? Like,
no, I mean, just it could just be us.
No, I would...
Social media. Let's say social media.
I would not want you to degrade another woman.
Really?
No. You can lift me up as high as you want. But I wouldn't want you to degrade another woman. And I think the reason why is because she's still somebody's daughter. She's still somebody's sister.
Mother.
She might have a love interest. And nobody wants to hear that about their, you know,
yeah.
person. So I would prefer to not address that conversation. Or instead of saying what he said first, you know, I want to remain respectful.
Prior to saying... 30 showers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The thing is, we're talking about Kim Kardashian here.
I know.
Like,
but that's still his wife. And that's the point making. Like, yes, yeah, she has a past, but right now, this is my wife. You know?
Right.
And so, you know, we judge him because it's like, dude, you're dating Kim Kardashian. Like, you're going to try Amber Rose, you're dating Kim Kardashian. Like, right. Do you know her lit? Like, right. Do you know? But it's still his wife, so you're always going to go to bat. And that's why I respect him for doing that, because we do know Kim Kardashian's past, but that's still his wife.
Yeah, it's still his wife. That's a fantastic point. You're a nice person, though. You're better than most. All my other actors were trash, trash, juice. Y'all are never good enough. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we'll close with this. Shout out your socials, Liz.
My social medias is... It's Miss Kiv on stage.
Okay, stop the Russian accent, please. That is the Russian? Word. I don't know what
it was. It's Miss Kiv on stage.
Oh, sorry to any of our Russian listeners in Ukraine.
I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. follow me on Instagram, @ Miss Kiv on stage. Follow me on the Twitter, @ Miss Kiv on stage. Although I never tweet.
I was going to say, don't follow her.
And you could tweet me, and then 3 days later, I'm like, thank you.
That is like the sum of your existence on Twitter.
Unless it's an award show. I'll That's definitely true. Be on Twitter because they have
or the Whitney best Houston commentary. Movie
or Lifetime movie, yeah. The best commentary. Yeah, so that's that. Or you can follow me on Facebook, where I'm far more active, @ Melissa Fredericks.
And your boy Kev on stage is Kev on stage on the Twitter, on the YouTubes, on the Instagrams, on the Facebooks. Follow me on Instagram; it's my favorite.
Instagram is fun.
All right. If you have a question for us or a topic you want us to cover, hit us up. Dear Kevin List to kevonstage @ gmail.com. We do most of our show from, this is the first one where we didn't get anything from our listeners. Mm-hmm. This is just something we wanted to talk about. So we'll mix it up. So send us things you want to talk about. Kevin List, Dear Kevin List to kevonstage @ gmail. And we will keep the party going right here on the Love Hour Lovecast. And until then, we will see you next week. Babiosa.
Babi Pocha.